They faced a cruel enemy, willing to try anything, including kamikaze fights and human-guided torpedoes. As O'Donnell explains in the introduction, most of the men in this book were at first reticent to talk. Over the course of the war, they had spearheaded D-Day-sized beach assaults, encountered cannibalism, suffered friendly fire incidents, and endured torture as prisoners of war. Heroes among heroes, they include many recipients of the Navy Cross, the Distinguished Service Cross, the Silver Star, and other medals of battlefield valor. But none bragged about it. As one soldier put it, "When somebody gets decorated, it's because a lot of other men died." By at last telling their stories, these men present an unvarnished look at the war on the ground, a final gift from aging warriors who have already given so much. Only with these accounts can the true horror of the war in the Pacific be fully known. O'Donnell has carefully verified each account by comparing it with official records and interviews, and he intersperses each story with brief commentary. Together with detailed maps of each battle, the veteran stories in Into the Rising Sun offer nothing less than a complete picture of the war in the Pacific, a ground-level view of some of history's most brutal combat. Patrick K. O'Donnell is the author of Beyond Valor: World War II's Ranger and Airborne Veterans Reveal the Heart of Combat, and the creator of The Drop Zone, www.thedropzone.org, the first virtual community for World War II veterans and the interested public dedicated to collecting and sharing the stories of the war. The site has won praise from newspapers such as The Wall Street Journal, which said, "The Drop Zone presents the remarkable and often terrifying war stories of U.S. Army airborne and Ranger troops. Browse through a few of these tales, and you will probably gain new respect for the older men in the Veterans Day parade." This book bears a dedication. This book is dedicated to the World War II generation, whose personal sacrifices made possible the freedom we enjoy today. Introduction. When you go home, tell them of us, and say, "For your tomorrow, we gave our today." Author unknown. We were on trucks heading to the ships to enter the war. There was a lot of singing. The men were jubilant. This is before the combat, and none of us really knew what to expect.